On today's show, big truck sales continue to soar in the U.S. Infiniti reveals new details about its variable compression engine, and how GM's Maven is helping the company deal with so many vehicles coming off lease. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Sales of big trucks are posting stunning gains in the U.S. Ward's Auto reports that medium and heavy-duty sales were up 19% in November, which follows the 27% gain the segment posted in October. Sales of the big Class 8 semis were up a whopping 25%, while Class 4 through 7 posted a strong 13% gain. You know, sales were down for most of the year, but several months ago, they turned a corner. Year-to-date, big truck sales are now 2% higher than last year. And up in Canada, it's the same story. Big truck sales skyrocketed 25% in November, the ninth consecutive month of year-over-year growth. And this is very good news because medium and heavy-duty sales are a leading indicator of how the economy will perform. Dale Pollack is an expert in automotive retail and was a recent guest on Autoline this week. And he points out there's a tremendous amount of consolidation going on as big dealers buy out small ones. Even though there are about 18,000 dealerships in the U.S., there are only 8,000 owners. By 2025, experts say there will be only 16,000 dealers with only 6,500 owners. In less than 10 years, Pollack says, mega dealers could control 25% of all retail sales. And that's just going to feed on itself, because as the small ones find it harder to compete, the big ones just gonna gobble them up. No doubt most of you know the windshield on the Jeep Wrangler can fold down flat onto the hood. But do you know why? During World War II, Willys and the Ford Motor Company built and shipped over 500,000 Jeeps to the European and Pacific theaters. Logistics is one of the key ways that America emerged victorious in that conflict. And to pack more Jeeps on every cargo ship, they took off the wheels and folded the windshield down flat. That allowed the Jeeps to be packed into shallow crates and stacked on top of each other like cordwood. The brand new Wrangler continues that tradition. The windshield folds down onto the hood, but today, it's not about logistics. It's all about the joy of open-air driving. Still to come, Infiniti shares details about its new variable compression engine.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
We've talked a little bit about Infiniti's new variable compression engine going into the all-new QX50. Basically, through a multi-link system, the engine is able to change the length of the piston stroke to give it a compression ratio between 8.1 for better performance and 14.1, better efficiency. But we're learning more about how it makes the adjustments, and I find it pretty interesting. The upper and lower connecting rods get paired together via the multi-link. The lower connecting rod attaches to a control shaft. There's then an S-shaped actuator arm that links the control shaft to what Infiniti calls a harmonic drive. An electric motor will twist the harmonic drive, which then in turn rotates the control shaft to change the angle of the lower connecting rod, which will shorten or lengthen the piston stroke depending on which way the control shaft is turned. Infiniti says the new QX50 will get 27 mpg in front-wheel drive form and 26 with all-wheel drive. That's a 35 and 30% improvement over the current V6 offered in the SUV. And while the engine is inherently well-balanced, Infiniti is introducing an active engine mount that uses sensors to detect vibration, and then it creates opposite reciprocating vibrations to balance it out. You know, I typically don't like new technologies that increase complexity, but I gotta tell you, I can't wait to drive the new QX50 with its variable compression engine. Speaking of engines, our friends at Ward's Auto just revealed the winners of its annual 10 Best Engines Award, and there were a lot of firsts. It's the first time no German automakers won, and it's the first time Kia and Jaguar made the list. Kia with the 3.3-liter V6 turbo in the Stinger, and Jag with the 2-liter 4-cylinder in the XF. It's also the first time four electrified powertrains were among the winners: the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid, the Toyota Camry Hybrid, the Chevy Bolt, and the Honda Clarity Fuel Cell. And rounding out the list is the 2.7-liter twin-turbo V6 in the Ford F-150, the 5-liter V8 in the Mustang, the Civic Type R's 2-liter turbo, and the 3-liter turbo V6 in the Infiniti Q50. And if you want to learn more about the Ward's 10 best engines, keep an eye out for our AutoLine this week that will be available on our website January 18th. That show is all about the Ward's editors explaining why they chose those engines. There's millions of vehicles coming off lease this year. Coming up next, we'll show you how GM is using Maven Mobility Service to help tackle the problem.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
The car market in the U.S. is being flooded by millions of vehicles coming off lease, and it's only going to grow over the next several years. On AutoLine this week, we're joined by Rachel Bhattacharya from Maven, the mobility startup operated by GM. And she talked about taking those cars coming off lease and putting them into Maven's fleet and how it can bolster shareholder value.
I think for Maven Gig in particular, the ability to take a really good condition vehicle, right? This is 2 years, 3 years old, and get it up to, you know, you could sell these off of a dealer showroom. I mean, we get them completely up and then run it in the fleet. I think there's, from a General Motors shareholder perspective, I mean, first off, it just helps with residuals, right? We're taking them and giving them a second life. But then I think on top of that, you can think about a vehicle that the profitability used to just be, I sell it. And now the profitability is, well, sure, you sell it, but you also earn service revenue on it. And so it's a really interesting diversification as well on just the company's financial model, which is just a really good thing to have. And people talk about all of the headwinds against the automotive industry. Obviously, GM's been performing exceptionally well even against those. But having this as a solution and an option set and really creating it before you need it, right, so that this is a robust and healthy platform, that if in the event that we need to shift more revenue around to services, we can just do that.
So of the 6,000 cars you have right now, take the Bolts out, how many of those would be off-lease vehicles?
I think the majority are so far have been off rent, just because
off of the daily rentals.
Off of buybacks from rental companies, only because of the generation move OnStar that we needed to have and the model year we needed to have. I think starting next year it'll be majority off lease. Mm-hmm. So we'll be tugging.
And that brings your costs down.
Yeah, it does a little bit, which is good. And then I think we specifically go kind of market by market with our partners at GM Financial and understand where is the residual benefit. You try not to unload too many vehicles of a single type in a single market at a certain time. And then within a certain parameter, as long as we can get the price bracket where we need it to be for our renters, because this is how they earn their money, right? So this cannot be an expensive vehicle. We have a lot of flexibility on what we can take back, right? And so I think, it just is a really great tool in the arsenal for GM as far as shareholder value creation.
That discussion is available to watch right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend.
Ward's is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.